What is up, beautiful people, and welcome back to a new episode of the Connect podcast. This is the platform that explores stories of purposeful life lived across and in between cultures and celebrating our common existence and humanity. I am your host, Ghali, and every single week I'll come on here to speak to you guys about some life things or sit down with a guest to speak about things like identity, culture, lifestyle, and purpose. In today's episode, I will be touching upon having things figured out, feeling a bit left behind, you know, scrolling through social media and seeing everyone's highlight reels. Even more so now, because we are halfway through 2022. I don't know how we got here. I'm confused. You might be confused, but this episode is just about bringing us back to center a bit. I get into patience and redefining success for ourselves, running our own races and getting a bit tunnel visioned and not comparing our lives to everybody else. I even talk a bit about a book that chronicles the regrets of people in hospice care and what we can learn from it when it comes to our own lives. I know we can all get there sometimes where we're beating ourselves up about not having done enough, but we're not alone. We all go through it. So I hope that this episode helps, and let's get into it. Another week, another Wednesday, another Connect podcast episode, and I cannot believe that we are done with half of 2022. I don't know where the time has gone, and I know I'm not the only one that feels that way, because everyone that I talk to are like, it's the end of June. And I'm like, yeah, because on the one hand, I feel like we're still in March, but I also feel like time's moving so fast that it makes sense that we're here. And so time's just not making a lot of sense to me right now. And I remember I read some time back that technology is making our minds process information much faster than it used to, which in turn makes us feel that time is moving faster. And our perception of time isn't what it used to be pre-smartphones and being on our screens every single day. And I don't really know how I feel about that. But it is what it is. And the leaps and bounds that we've made in technology and its adoption during the pandemic is quite unbelievable. 10 years ago, no one would have believed that the past 2 years we would be living like the way that we just have. And it's the absolute ghetto. The future we couldn't imagine is our current reality. And I want to shut everything off and sit in silence, or shut everything off and disappear. I keep saying this, and people in my life think that like I'm joking. But really, I do just want to shut everything off and disappear. But there's also so many things to love about technology and social media. And I think one of the things that I love the most is people being able to celebrate themselves and each other when people are reflecting. Of course, when people are creating and sharing all of their beautiful creations, all of the good stuff, the way that we connect with one another online, for the most part, I absolutely love. And I think with half of the year gone, there are so many posts online about all of this. And for many, there may be a feeling like we're not doing enough, or we haven't done enough, that people around us are zooming past us, that we don't know if we're doing anything that makes sense. You know, the uncertainty, the doubt, and the trying to find clarity in the reflections of other stories. And I understand what that feels like, because sometimes, like on days when I'm feeling really low, it's very easy to get into a mindset where there's negative self-talk or just like a lot of self-doubt. And you kind of wonder how your path turned out the way that it has. But the thing that I always come back to is, it's so funny that unraveling, figuring things out, being messy and flawed are so natural, yet they're either things that are so frowned upon in society, or things that we've also like convinced ourselves as being terrible things because of the way society looks at them. And the craziest thing is that with the people in our life, we would give them all of the patience and support to figure things out, you know? Yet we don't give ourselves that same grace when we're going through the motions. And personally, I've had to become very comfortable with uncertainties and gray areas just because of the way, like, my career has gone. And so a lot of the times it's like, okay, well, you've been, like, in the sciences, you've been in the health field, like, consulting, now, like, doing a lot of, like, comms-related work. So how does that work? And you freelance, right? And you have a podcast and all of these things. And some people are like, oh my God, that's amazing. But it's like, it doesn't feel great when you have certain expectations, aspirations, vision for your life, and you know you are working your behind off, and things sometimes aren't moving forward. It can be so disheartening. And it doesn't matter what people are telling you, if it looks like you're doing well, if you are not doing well on your terms or like against the criteria that you've set for yourself. And I think in the earlier part, in the earlier years of like my 20s, it was so much harder to get comfortable with the idea that, you know, just practice patience and put the work in and see where you end up, because I am my own harshest critic. So there is a saying that patience isn't the ability to wait, but rather the ability to keep a good attitude while waiting. And so the clarity on your path and your time to shine will come. And that is something that like has continued to reveal itself throughout my 20s, you know, whenever I felt uncertain about things, because we are different seasons in one day and will continue to learn and grow and evolve. And who the future you becomes depends a lot on who you choose to be every single day, what you choose to do every single day, learning yourself, actually sitting with yourself and learning yourself, being patient and graceful with yourself, allowing yourself the space to be messy, to unravel, and to keep building from within. These are things that really matter if we're talking about figuring things out and having patience. I also think that many of us carry a fear of, what if I look stupid? Or what will people think? Or how about if I fail? There is nothing more beautiful to me than a person who has turned their back on expectations and found the freedom to show up fully and do what truly brings them peace and brings them contentment and like just makes them feel alive. And so a lot of the times, like even people that I'm like, oh my God, they're super, super cool, are also very unconventional people. Like people will be like, I would have never expected you to love Dennis Rodman. You know, because he's always just fully expressed himself as he wanted, you know. A life half lived or lived with a mask on is not a life lived at all, people. I know we have these highlight reels of everyone around us, but you are allowed to just be too, you know. Sometimes being still can help with clarity without like doing the most and like going out there and like just wanting answers now. Sometimes we do need to sit with ourselves. And on the complete opposite end of that spectrum of figuring things out is success, right? And I was speaking to a friend recently about how different my year has been from the years before. I'm not doing the most this year. I've refused. Like, I'm just like, for the first time in my adult life, I'm not going to... Actually, for the first time in my entire life, it's not just my adult life. One, because overextending leads me to not being in tune with myself and being very distracted and not being able to pinpoint what it is I want or need. And two, sometimes taking some steps back and having a breath and sitting down can actually help us make leaps and bounds when we're back in the game, you know? So it's interesting that like right now because I've been able to like be still, I'm still working, of course, I'm still, this podcast is still coming out, but I'm not, my time isn't really busy. You know, my schedule isn't driving me insane. And if I was to ask you guys to like list what success looks like to you, would you be able to like list that down? And how would you measure something like that? You know, many people will measure their career and personal successes objectively, you know, your job title, awards, accolades, community involvement, your salary, your personal achievements, you know. I know that for a long, long time, I had never defined what success was to me. I just sort of let the currents of work and being an overachiever take me away from shore. But every time I was way out, you know, from land, from stability, from being grounded, I didn't feel like myself. And I knew one thing for sure. I've always been adamant that work will never be my life and I won't live to work. So I had to redefine what it meant for me. And once I did that, I felt more free and I had space for the things and the people that feed my spirit, you know. And there's a woman by the name of Bronnie Ware, an Australian nurse who spent several years working in palliative care. So that's basically end of life care. And she was caring for patients in the last 12 weeks of their lives. And she started this blog called Inspiration and Chai, where she documented her patients' regrets in life. And this blog was then later published in her 2011 book, The Top 5 Regrets of the Dying. And the five main ones that she came across were as follows. I wish I had had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. The second was, I wish I hadn't worked so hard. The third one, I wish I had had the courage to express my feelings. The fourth, I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. And the last one was, I wish that I had let myself be happier. It wasn't that she wished that they had like become the CEO or that like they had gone on that vacation or whatever. There were things that spoke to the very essence of us as people, how we feel, the people that we keep around us, the fact that we don't want to be burnt out. The fact that we want to show up and be seen and accepted as our full selves and that we wouldn't stand in the way of our own happiness. These are very simple wishes, people. And this is what people in the last couple of weeks of their lives, this is what they're focusing on, nothing else, you know? And so there are so many achievements that I know that I've been celebrated for that I don't think are that big of a deal. And sometimes it's like, oh yeah, are you dismissing them? And I'm like, no, they're still important, but they just don't fulfill me. So it isn't as important in the story of my life. And so call me sentimental. I'm a very emotional human being. But I care more about the subjective metrics, like the things that matter to me personally. And trust me, it's not always this easy, you know, being able to have this sort of like definition for yourself of what success is, or not getting into like the spiral of like doubt and uncertainty or whatever. But I think that we should think of it as a muscle that always needs to sort of be exercised and conditioned. And the more that we're able to understand what our triggers are, understand who we are, what we want, need, you know, the things that make us more content, and we align the way that we live our lives in that way. Of course, healthy choices, people, safe, healthy choices. The more that we align this to our lives, the more that we're able to come closer to the things that we actually want, right? And there will be moments where you're feeling down, and you know, you may fall back on the sort of doubts that you were having before and feel like you haven't figured it out. And I get there sometimes, and there are definitely days where I think about who my younger self expected me to be, and I'm like, have I done right by like younger Ghali, you know? But then I also have to take a step back and be like, I've come far, and I've said yes to plenty of opportunities, but also said no to some really great ones. But I've always done what my heart and my mind have aligned on. And I think that that's the most important thing that we can do. Because wouldn't a successful life be one where we don't have regrets in our last moments, where we know that we gave it our all and we left everything on the table? And that's the kind of life that I personally want to live, you know? And what I've come to realize is that we don't really get here if we're not hyper-focused on our own race, you know? You have to be able to get tunnel visioned about your journey. And that doesn't mean, oh yeah, you leave people out of your journey and you're not like connecting with human beings. I don't mean that. But how do we get from a place where we're not comparing our lives to others, where there isn't a bit of jealousy that may creep up, where we aren't feeling a type of way because this person got this opportunity when you feel as if you're more qualified, you know? How do we get there? First and foremost, it truly is a mindset. It's you against you at all times. And that is one of the hardest things for anyone to learn if you haven't already learned it. Because we live in a world now where we're incentivized to compete, we're incentivized to compare, we're incentivized to constantly nurture negative talk within ourselves. That is what we're being fed all the time. So that is step one, stepping away from the noise. All of the highlight reels that people have on social media, you know it's a highlight reel. You know that this isn't even 5% of this person's life. Yet you'll be on there swiping and you'll be thinking that your life ain't that glitz and glamour type of life. And you're just like, where did I go wrong? You didn't go wrong. And they didn't go right. They're just not showing you their entire reality. And that's their prerogative. Just like it's yours to share whatever you want. But whatever jealousy, whatever feeling a sort of way that you're feeling, if it is getting to a point where it affects you, then you need to step away. There is nothing worth your mental health and your peace of mind. So it's also really important to be honest with yourself. Is social media having a negative effect on how you view yourself? And if it is, it might be time for a break, you know, just being honest. The second one is what I was just talking about earlier. What does success mean to you? Sit down with yourself. If you want to list it, list it. If you want to put it on like your notes app on your phone, what is it that you need in order to feel successful? Not what other people have convinced you is success, but what are the achievements, the levels that you need to get to feel success? How do you want to live in order to feel successful? And then you have something to work towards, you know? You have your gauge. Once you actually arrive, you can gauge, you know, like, is this actually what I wanted? But you need to be able to work towards something that works for your individual self. The third one is saying yes to opportunities, experiences, to living life, to going out there and doing. A lot of the times when you feel like you're behind or you haven't figured things out, you can also sometimes be stuck in a rut. And the best way to get out of any sort of rut or block or a challenge is just by doing, not overthinking it. And I don't mean like, oh yeah, say yes to opportunities that you know you don't find interesting or that you would enjoy. Things that actually align with your likes and your wants, you know. This will also be able to show you other sides to you. Because sometimes we also stand in our own way when it comes to growth and finding things that we enjoy. And the fourth one is that the only person whose expectations you should be considering are your own. I know that we have people in our lives that we want to impress. I know that we have family in our lives that we want to do right by. And I'm not saying that we don't do those things because I'm a huge family person. However, if you are not living true to yourself, you're going to be miserable. It really is as simple as that. What do you expect of yourself? And are you showing up for your inner child? Are you showing up for the person that you are today? Are you showing up for the person that you will be tomorrow? And if the answer is no on any of those things, then you got a little bit of work to do, some inner work, and find out why it is that you have not put your expectations as your metric, you know? And then the fifth one is learning to love the journey. I don't believe that there is like an end point that like, oh yeah, I've reached this goal and I'm gonna retire. I don't think that it works like that. If you're truly passionate about the things that you do, you're gonna be forever achieving or reaching certain goals and then wanting to reach another milestone. Life keeps moving. The journey keeps going on. And you're a passenger. If anything, as the kids love to say, you're the main character, right? So learning to love the journey is about learning to love the ups and the downs equally. Understanding that when the highs are high, we're thankful for them. And when the lows are lows, we're equally as thankful because it means that we're in this for another day and that our journey can still become everything that we imagined that it would, you know? And I heard someone say once that whatever you spend your time on today is important because you have exchanged a day in your life for it. So we all have to also ask ourselves, are we spending our days on something that is worth this finite time that we have? Is it valuable? Because our time and mental space definitely are very valuable, you know? And so just getting our mind state in a place where we're being cognizant of these things and we're having regular check-ins with ourselves to see where we're at. And there is no point in letting life pass us while we focus on other people. There really isn't. And as much as people are like, oh yeah, I'm figuring things out or whatever, I don't believe that anyone has anything figured out, young, old, middle-aged, you know what I mean? Like, we're just out here experimenting. We wake up and we're doing this and we're like, how about if I try that? And then we jump over here and try it. And then maybe it works and we're like, okay, so, you know, on to the next thing down this path. And then maybe this path doesn't work for us anymore. So, you know, there's a fork in the road and we turn right. And we go down a different path. And then we meet people and people change us. And then we keep going on the journey. And then great things happen and not so great things happen. But the goal is that at the end of the day, when we are at the end of our lives, that we don't have those regrets that I was talking about earlier. That we actually had the courage to live our lives. That we didn't work ourselves to the bone. That we did have the courage to express our feelings, that we did stay in touch with the people that we love, and that we did let ourselves be happy. Because God, there is so much to not be happy about in this world that sometimes you're like, is it even fair for me to be celebrating when people are out here going through it? The world is burning, but let me tell you, you are allowed to feel joy. You're allowed to celebrate yourself and be happy and do amazing things and center joy in your life, please. And take it easy. You don't have to have it figured out today, tomorrow. Just have the patience and enjoy the ride. That was today's episode. That is all I had to get off my chest. It was a bit to get off my chest, I know, guys. But I want you all to have an absolutely lovely week. Let me know what you think. Share on socials. Speak to me. I've actually been getting really cute messages on DMs, and I really appreciate you all. And I have opened an Instagram account for this podcast that I'll begin to populate with assets and quotes and tidbits and learnings from this podcast and the journey that The Connect has become so far. It's at The Connect on Instagram. And yeah, please follow and share. And I will, of course, be speaking with you guys next week, as per usual. Have a good one, everyone. Bye.